day, everyone. This is Taylor McClure from CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Daniel Zigbee, Parent Commissioner for the ETSB, the Eastern Township School Board, who is following up with us on the board's recent decision to make changes to the Secondary 3 timetable that consequently resulted in French immersion not being offered for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you so much, Daniel, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with Chairman of the Board, Mr. Murray, and he provided a lot of information as to the reasoning behind making these changes to the timetable. But I was just hoping to get some more information as to how the Parent Governing Board went about consulting staff and parents of students at Massivania High School before this decision was made. Did consultation occur at any point in time, or was this really a decision that was particularly made with those parents who are a part of the board?
Well, it's a great question. And the consultation, doing a full consultation is something that isn't always easy to do. I'll give you an example that recently at the parents' committee, there was a consultation done with all parents across the entire school board, and there were approximately 9,000 people we sent out emails to find out some information about bilingualism that we're interested in having in the future and how to plan our school board. So out of all those approximately 9,000 consultations we did by email, a little over 300 responses came back. So the return and ratio of consultation, and we did this with at least two different emails to attract responses. It's a little bit tough to get some of those responses back in. So the consultation in the case of the governing board, it was more done with the parents that are there, the parents, the staff, and even the students that are on the governing board. Because the governing board at Massivania is made up of 7 staff members, 7 parents, and also 2 additional parents that are alternates. And there are also 2 student members. So of these people that are on the governing board, we get a lot of information that's given to us throughout the year. This consultation it was done with the parents and the students and the staff that are on the governing board that are there, using the knowledge that we all have that gets accumulated throughout our term that's there. All parents that are on the governing board are there for two-year term. They alternate from one year to the next, so there's never a whole change that happens every 2 years. You know, at any given time, you have about half the parents that are on their first year and the other half that are on their second year. So this consultation comes in to us, to the parents and staff members and students of the governing board to get our opinion as to what will be done for the next year. Not for a long-term process, but only for the next year. So the options that were offered to us it was kind of tough because we weren't looking at 2 very easy solutions. We were looking at 2 difficult solutions. And the choice that we made was mostly about giving the best freedom of choice to the students that were there. We had the option of having a closed group where the students would do a lot like what had been happening during the COVID restrictions, where they were confined to their one group. Their group would go from classroom to classroom, so they'd move about, but their specialization to their enrichment for either English or French or mathematics or whatever other enrichment courses they could have, that we could not have them exchange groups into other classrooms, so the people that needed a stronger math but did not need to have a more enriched English course, we'd have to have them locked into one group or else have them allow them to switch classes. And that was pretty much the option that we had that was given to us. If we were to allow the Secondary 3 to would give them the French immersion course, it would force all other students into a closed group where they would have less choices available to them. And that consultation came to the parents, the staff members, and the students at the governing board, and we looked at it with our experience that we've been having for the last years, and that's how our choice was made.
Okay. And how did the Eastern Township School Board go about informing parents and staff at Massivania High School about this decision? I had the pleasure of speaking with a parent, and I did a follow-up interview with them, and they mentioned to me that the decision was discussed at an online orientation session, and that there was also some type of document or leaflet that was passed out in the PubliSac as well. So did this take place? How did the Eastern Township School Board communicate this decision to the parents and the staff and the students at MVHS who were not a part of the board?
Okay, well, I'm not aware that it was the school board themselves, the ones that govern the entire region of the ETSB. I was more aware that it was Massivania that had done communication of that type, and it was directed to the people that were involved that would be affected into this decision. I don't have any documentation or any reference notes available to me right now, so I don't want to say something that's not verifiable at this moment. But I know that there was information that was sent to all the participants that were going to be affected by this decision, and a consultation throughout PubliSac. Right now, I don't have any notes, so I can't remember properly if that was the case or not, or if there was some other information that was sent out, or it was posted in the Sherbrooke Record or the Roma-Sisqua news paper that's there. I wouldn't be able to venture properly and give you a correct response.
Okay, I'm just interested in timeline as well. When did you make when was this decision made exactly?
That's definitely in the governing board minutes. Yeah. And I want to say we made that decision this last year for the next school year. A decision needed to be made so we could prepare what kind of classes would be held and how to start organizing the classrooms. So I want to say March or April of this last year was when the decision was made, the final decision was made.
Okay. And I know some parents feel like there was a lack of communication there when this decision was made, a large decision considering, French immersion has been a part of the curriculum at Massivania for so long. And I was really just hoping to get some comments on that as well in terms of the communication aspect.
To give you the best response on the communication aspect, I'd refer you back to Diane Vokey, the principal at Massivania. She would be the best person to give you the most accurate information on the different communication methods that were done, because she has access to that. I mean, as a governing board member at Massivania, we don't deal with administrative duties of the school. We don't we don't deal with which secretary does what task. And the final decisions. What we do is we point the way as to what the school should be aiming to do, and the administration does that portion there.
Parents are looking to get more involved now in making some decisions at the school level. So I was just wondering if you would be willing to provide some information as to how parents can take part in the decision making of the Eastern Township School Board. How can they go about doing so?
That's an excellent question, Taylor. The best way for parents to get involved in decision-making and guidance at the school is to get involved at the governing board every year during the month of September at Massivania, in this case here, which you're talking about, is the General Assembly. This is where, and it usually happens every time that we have the Meet the Teacher Night, Meet the Teacher orientation, not the very first meeting where people come in and get their books and get their information, but there's another meeting that happens in the first weeks of September. It has to happen before September 30th, by the way. And there's a general assembly of all the parents that are invited. They get to elect members of their governing board, and they get a chance to have their voices made known that are there. At the same time, there's another option as well, and it's a more difficult option that we've had at Massivania over the last years, because we don't have a parent participation organization many years in a row at Massivania. They're not always there, but that's the place. So that's another place where we can get more direct information from parents. It's a parent participation organization, also gets formed at that same general assembly at the beginning of the year in September. All parents are invited to become part of that organization. They don't have to be present at every single meeting. They can share whenever they're available to share. They can be part of an information list where the school asks for help when they're organizing different activities, or if they need something about, you know, often enough we do Kaleidoscope, and they're looking for help to organize some activities at Kaleidoscope, or judging the science fair. It was always a great occasion to have the Parents Participation Organization to come in and help out. And, you know, when we want to do something for Teacher Appreciation Week, we can ask them to help out. There's a lot of great things that they can do there. But in September, the General Assembly is the best place to come and make your voices heard and choose representatives for parents at the governing board. Like I said earlier, there are 7 members of the governing board that are parents. They get elected at this at the General Assembly. We also have 2 alternate members for the parents at the governing board. They also get elected at the General Assembly. You get a chance to see who they are, know what they stand for, and vote for them.
Awesome. And where can people find this information about when the General Assembly will take place? Do they just go to the Eastern Township School Board website to keep informed and stay up to date with everything that's going on with the board?
There's a website for Massivania. You can get through to it through the Eastern Township School Board website. But there's a link through there to get to the Massivania webpage. Every family, every parent also gets an invitation for the General Assembly. Nowadays, we have much more electronic communication that happens. And if I'm not mistaken, we have approximately 98% of our families that are connected via email. When calling a General Assembly, there's 4 days notice that needs to be given for a General Assembly, and usually there's much more than that. And you know about it because it's always connected. Massivania has always been, for at least the last 10 years, connected with the Meet the Teacher Night. And the date this year has not yet been decided. I think Ms. Wokey, the principal over there, will be consulting with the chair of the governing board to choose a date and have it happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that information, Daniel. And my last question for you is really, is there anything else that you would like to mention about the decision? Maybe how you hope this decision will benefit students and staff at Massivania High School.
Thank you, Taylor. That's a great wrap-up question. I hope that this decision affects the student population in the best way possible. We hope to give everybody more freedom of choice in their education, allow each student to play to their benefits that they have, their strengths, and allow them to be challenged as much as possible for enriching their courses. And that was the basis of the decision that was made. It was not made in the hopes of limiting anybody. And of course, it's a 1-year decision. It's not a permanent change. So far, you know, we came out of a long restriction during the COVID pandemic. And we wanted to have the most positive impact on our student population and give them the best choice possible in this next year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for speaking with us. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know.
At this point, no. Thank you. And come to the General Assembly and make your voices be heard.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being open for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.